USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Senate acquitted former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. Trump found not guilty of inciting the deadly January riot at the U.S. Capitol. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think that we successfully prosecuted him and convicted him in the court of public opinion.
Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. The final vote of 57 to 43 fell short of the 67 guilty votes needed to convict. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake in northeastern Japan injured well over 100 less than a month before the 10th anniversary of the Fukushima disaster of 2011. Tokyo Electric Power Company, the utility that runs the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, said there were no radiation leaks. Residents are cleaning up from the quake, which triggered a landslide that damaged buildings and high-speed railway lines and knocked out power for thousands. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
As frigid temperatures blanket many states, authorities are warning residents of power outages.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe watch might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Texas is under a disaster declaration with record snow. Oregon under a state of emergency with an ice storm warning. At least 200,000 residents still don't have power in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the White House press team has abruptly resigned.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The White House is relaunching the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, a 20-year-old initiative first put in place by President George W. Bush. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Sunday to relaunch the office aimed at fostering cooperation between the federal government and faith-based and secular community organizations. In a statement, the White House promised a commitment to, quote, "our cherished guarantees of church-state separation and freedom for people of all faiths and none." For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.